Me's stock has plummeted as the COVID-19 crisis cuts into the media company's advertising revenue. As a result, the company has warned staff that jobs are on the chopping block at the New Zealand Herald and at Newstalk ZB. Chief Executive Michael Boggs told staff in an email yesterday the company would have to contract to continue operating. NZME made its first major cuts on Monday when Radio Sport was shut down with immediate effect. Media Watch's Colin Peacock is with us now from his home studio. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Susie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about how this is all shaking down through the media industry. Sport, obviously, kind of first and hardest hit at this stage, but a lot of freelance gigs are going as well.
Oh yeah, it's right across the media. It certainly is, and NZME have moved pretty quickly on this because they actually notified their staff on the eve of going into lockdown last week. Journalists were urged to use their leave as they were reporting the crisis, and said that within 24 hours, if they were interested in voluntary redundancy, they could contact their managers. Then we had the Radio Sport closure that you mentioned there on Monday, a response to the fact that there are no competitions on at the moment, and not much to report about sport. There are suggestions and hints coming out of the company that some of the sports reporters may be made redundant in the coming days, so we'll have to see. And yesterday, NZME's chief executive, Michael Boggs, wrote about the company suffering a very significant downturn and saying the company is going to lose great people. And in that message to staff, I suppose the most worrying thing is he says the scope and scale of our business has been changed so quickly, and that will inevitably result in job losses. So I think media companies all across the board will be looking at how they protect their core functions and having to develop some fairly drastic plans because they're just getting not much money in at the moment, if anything.
The Herald paywall, how much is that bolstering the situation? Because it's not just about advertising for them.
No, I mean, this is the thing. It cuts right across their business. The paywall brings in subscriptions from people who were previously getting their news online. They were ahead of their targets on that, but it's really a small amount when they made their annual reported their annual results recently. It was only a fraction of even their overall digital income. So that won't be enough to keep them going or to substitute for the lack in income. In fact, Michael Boggs, in his memo to staff yesterday, that's the chief executive of NZME, said the wage subsidy scheme that the government has, which the Prime Minister has certainly made a point yesterday of saying was available to media companies, saying that that's no substitute either for the lack of advertising revenue and other revenue streams that they have depended upon. So no, I think they're really struggling and looking at ways to protect the absolute core parts of the company.
Because certainly advertising has dropped off. Is there going to be any lift at all with more essential services opening and therefore wanting to let people know that they're back online, so to speak?
Yeah, that'll be the hope. And of course, there is a bit of an upsurge in COVID-19 advertising as well, and all the public messaging that's going on. But I mean, in terms of, and it really does hit right across the company. If you think of actually something like Air New Zealand, I guess it's fairly obvious, you know, that travel comes to an end. The company basically can't operate, it's not carrying everyone. But with the media, if it's across a range of businesses all trying to get revenue from the same sort of sources. And these days, some of the bigger companies, such as NZME, they're in all sorts of areas, advertising, billboards, and every area of their economic activity has been hit.
Thank you very much, Colin Peacock. Certainly one to watch.